No disappointment in my fantasy. Welcome to my weekly confessional. Today's subject is fantasies. Take mine. I can't be the only woman who stands in a checkout line and thumbs through magazines to see what my favorite male celebs are wearing and who they're canoodling. What about you? You hear a song from your past that evokes memories of good times. In truth, those good times were likely fraught with youthful chaos and confusion. But they're your memories, dammit, and you can choose to remember the highlights, like how you fit a pair of size 26 Levi's, and how you often had your pick of the litter. I'm talking men, not dogs. Back to my fantasy. While waiting at a red light, I glance over and spot a gorgeous man in the next lane. Since I always occupy the passenger seat, be it a car, taxi, or donkey cart, I have plenty of time to safely gawk and dream. In my fantasy, if an interesting male enters the storyline, I can't be the contentedly married woman I am in real life. No, I must be a widow, and a respectable period of mourning has already passed. My poor partner dies a painless death, of course. He isn't even allowed to be in a coma, because miracles happen. And in my fantasy, I don't need that kind of pressure. Crank up the fantasy volume. When I hit the dance floor, I move like an incarnation of Beyoncé and Shakira. In reality, I look like a flailing fool, never quite sure in what decade I'm dancing. I might be doing the funky chicken, the hustle, hip-hop. Who can tell? More likely, I'm still dancing the step shuffle routine I learned in grade 6 to the Archie song, Sugar Sugar. I fear the day I'm forced to watch a video of myself on the dance floor. Never again will I budge from my folding chair. As for appearance, all body hair is sublime in my fantasy, and it doesn't grow or shed. In other words, you won't find me primping, plucking, or slumped in a salon chair washing that gray right out of my hair. In my make-believe world, I yank the ball cap off my head and slow-mo twirl as if I catwalked out of a Herbalessence commercial. In my fantasy, I'm never disappointed. Peek in, and you'll find me doing everything with success. Might as well. I'm the one writing the script. Just make sure no editors get their hands on my work. I'd hate to see all their red ink. Ah, screw the editors. Next stop, the red carpet. I haven't awarded myself any Oscars lately.